The meeting will come to order, please, and welcome this morning to Education Reform. I'm Sandra Erickson, and I will be your chair, God willing, for the 2 years. But Connie Depke is vice chair, and she will be, I'm sure, an excellent vice chair. And Carlos Mariani is the minority lead, and I know that sometimes we'll have him fill in. Welcome, minority lead. We're waiting for you. I'm not sure if education reform means that we're going to hear all the bills that deal with reform and education, or if we're going to focus mostly on policy, but I guess I'll learn that as time goes on. Representative Keel, you're over here. We're in alphabetical order until we all get to know each other better for the sake of the fact we have so many newcomers. And as we do introductions, you'll find out we have lots of newcomers. So let's begin this morning by some introductions, and we have some faithful pages who are going to be helping us. So if you would step to the testifying table, and let's do this. Let's give our name, where we're from, and just a little background, maybe if you're a recent college graduate, or perhaps there's something else you want to tell us about whether or not this is in your future role as a citizen. So why don't you sit down and welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Michelle Kotek. I'm originally from Owatonna, and I've lived in Minneapolis. I'm finishing my degree at the University of Minnesota in Global Studies. I have worked as a preschool teacher and as an after-school kids assistant in the past few years, so I'm especially interested to learn more.
And welcome to our committee. Bill?
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Bill Thayer. I'm a Hamline University graduate decades ago. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran. I'm a family man, retired from state service. I was looking to get closer to state government. I had for the committee page, and I applied. Here I am.
Very good. Thank you, Bill. So thank you to those two. And then we have other staff on board, and so I'll start with my committee administrator.
I'm Carmen Carter. This committee is really familiar to me. 6 years ago, I started out as the CLA. The last 4 years, I've been the Republican Research, and now I'm the committee administrator.
And then Lisa.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Larson. I work for House Research. I've worked for House Research for more than 25 years. In that time, I've almost always served this committee as a legislative analyst and committee counsel, and I would be glad to help you in any way that I can.
Thank you very much. Ms. Larson has been a godsend for us for years. And we have my CLA, Melissa.
Hi, my name is Melissa Hackmuller, and I'm the CLA. And I recently, well, a few years ago, I graduated from the University of St. Thomas. And I was also Sandra's field staff over the summer, so helped to get her elected.
Yes, she worked very hard. She was very good. And then, of course, we have partisan staff here too. So let's start with Shannon.
Okay, I'm Shannon Patrick. I'm the GFL research analyst.
And then over to our GOP.
Yep. My name's Adam Kephart. I'm from Rochester originally, and just graduated from the University of Minnesota.
So when you see those two taking notes, they're taking notes, you know, to protect us. So their research is different from Lisa Larson's research, since they are hired by our caucuses. You are seated in alphabetical order. That's not just because I'm a former teacher, but because I thought it would be helpful for Melissa as we begin to get to know each other. And after a couple of meetings, then we'll put the folders out. We'll have the pages put down the nameplates, and you may sit wherever you like, because I know some of you like outside seats. I remember when I served previously, there were certain places I liked to sit, and so I want you to have that freedom. But we'll start at the beginning of the alphabet with, I believe, it's Bob Barrett.
Sure.
And if you'd give your name and either your district number, which is not so important to us, but at least the area, whether you're rural or suburban, and then a little bit about the reason that you like to serve on this committee.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee.
Fellow Minnesotans, Bob Barrett is my name. I represent 17B up in Chisago County, North Branch, Chisago City, Wyoming, Taylor's Falls, Lindstrom. Why do I want to be on this committee? Because I believe strongly that we need to put kids first in education. I think there are a lot of roadblocks to having kids learn more or what they should learn. But I believe that if we empower teachers and parents and children, we can improve our education in our state. I feel strongly in that. I'm a Minnesota High School Basketball League referee, official, baseball umpire. I work on a finance committee at school. My wife is a special ed teacher. So I feel strongly about our kids in our state. Thank you.
John?
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is John Benson. I'm starting my third term here in the House. I represent District 43B, which is Minnetonka and part of the city of Plymouth. My background is, 35 years as a classroom teacher in Edina Schools at the high school there. I was local union president for a while. And my concern has been all these years, kids first. That's the purpose of education, the purpose of having schools for kids. So I'm looking forward to making rational and good reforms, which will really get at an issue, I think, that hasn't been discussed a lot, and it is how to make the job of teaching more attractive so we can attract the kinds of people we want in the profession and to keep them there. So that will be my focus, and thank you very much.
Representative Carlson.
I'm Lyndon Carlson. I was first elected to the legislature in 1972, so beginning my 20th term. As far as the Education Committee is concerned, my second term, 1974, I started to serve on the Education Committee, and then for about 18 years, I chaired one Education Committee or another. The last few years, I've been rather heavily involved in state finances and didn't happen to serve, other than ex officio, on the K-12 finance division, but I'm glad to be back. I'm a retired teacher, and having chaired a similar committee to this, although at that time we had three funding divisions attached, so it was more like an appropriations committee, if you would, I'm glad to be back and have always been interested in education policy.
Thank you. Roger?
Hi, my name is Roger Crawford. I'm a first-term representative. I represent Mora, Pine City, Hinckley, and come from a family of teachers. My mother was a teacher for 30 years. My wife was a retired teacher. I taught personally in an elementary school for a number of years, and I also served for a year as a teacher principal in a parochial school. For the past 20 years, I've been a small business owner. I've served as mayor in Mora and on the county board in Kennebec County. And I just think that education is probably our most important issue for the future of our state. And I'm very interested in doing whatever I can to help improve education in Minnesota.
Representative Dabney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. I'm Jim Dabney. I represent part of Minneapolis here in the Minnesota House. This is the beginning of my sixth term, and I've been lucky enough to serve on education policy committees all those years. Bring to the table 17 years as a middle school social studies teacher outside the metro area and continue as a parent. I've got two children in the Minneapolis Public Schools where they're thriving, and I volunteer in their classrooms as much as my schedule allows, which is occasionally. My focus has been and will continue to be making sure that we have equal educational opportunity for all the children of the state, and knowing that I think as Chair Garofalo talked about it yesterday, I think we had many of the same themes. It's not only a moral imperative, but if we want a strong business climate, we need all of our children to succeed.
Representative Greiling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Mindy Greiling. I'm from Roseville and represent the area north of St. Paul and north of the Capitol, about 15 minutes. I have been in the legislature since 1993, always on the Education Policy Committee. I did chair the Finance Committee for 4 years, and I think that while the Finance Committee has a lot of the power, the funner committee is the policy committee where we can work on challenging issues, and I think the ones that we're probably going to focus on this year that I looked forward to with relish is teacher licensure, teacher evaluation, and I am a former teacher, although quite a while ago.
Representative Kath.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Corey Kath, represent District 26A, which is the cities of Owatonna and Waseca, and then seven townships. I'm starting my second term here, as well as bring to the table 11 years as a social studies teacher for the Owatonna Public Schools. But more importantly, I'm a dad, and I look forward to making sure that we create a climate where all students can thrive in the classroom. And so a lot of my focus will be on looking at emotional intelligence of our children and figuring out how it is that we are progressing them through the school system that way, as well as then focused on closing the achievement gap. What is it that we are doing to focus not on just our high flyers in the classroom or those with IEPs, but looking at the middle of the road student that really needs some of that focus and oftentimes is not part of the conversation. So look forward to that and working with every member of the committee. Thank you.
Representative Keel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm a farmer from up in Crookston, Minnesota. I represent Marshall County, Red Lake County, Pennington, and Polk. I come with a background of agriculture, but I served on the Crookston School Board for the last 7 years. And I also had the opportunity to start a Christian school, a grade school, long ago, 25 plus years ago, and enjoyed working with that, plus just working with students. And my interests are to help our school boards function within their own districts. And I just would like to see us empower teachers, parents, and students to be the best that they can be.
Thank you. Representative Kiefer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Andrea Kiefer. I come in from Woodbury area, suburb of the Twin Cities on the east side. I, too, am very concerned with the achievement gap. That's why I'm very excited to be on this committee. I do believe that education is the key to future financial independence for people. So that's the goal for me. I do have some international experience at a school overseas. I was on the board there. I've also been a parent, and I've also been a teacher. So I have a lot of different perspectives, and so I look forward to working with everyone this year. Thank you.
Representative McFarland. I'm saving the head table till the last.
Hi, I'm Carol McFarland. I'm starting my third term. I'm a parent and a grandparent, have kids in the elementary schools, and I'm quite active in those schools, also middle school this year. I've served on education committees 4 years on the finance committee. Last term I was the Republican lead on policy. This year I'm vice chair of jobs and economic development, and I like to think that when we talk about educating our future workforce, we should talk together with K-12 or P-12, higher ed, and jobs and economic development when we are looking forward to developing our future workforce.
Representative Moran.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Rena Moran, freshman. I represent District 65A, which is the Rondo, Frogtown, North End, Mount Airy, Capitol Heights neighborhood here in St. Paul. I am also, my biggest role is a mother. I'm a mother of seven, but also taught in the educational field for 15 plus years while raising my kids. I am very, very passionate about education and giving every child an opportunity to be successful in school and in life. And I believe strongly that begins at birth. And so we have to work hard to introduce early childhood education and ensure that we are giving every child a great opportunity to be successful.
Representative Murdoch.
Good morning. Mark Murdoch from District 10B, Northern Minnesota, which is part of Otter Tail County, Wadena County, and a little bit of Becker County. We had that horrible tornado, and the Wadena School District is rebuilding their high school. So that was a sad day to see that high school get torn down. My second term, second tour on this committee, I'm a father, grandfather, three great-grandkids. Not great-grandkids, I'm not that old. But wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful grandkids, there we go. I do not have any education experience, school board or anything. I was assigned to this committee, and when Chair Mariani would throw out these abbreviations, in school terms, I'd turn to Connie Depke and say, "What?" So I have learned. That's why I didn't know what it was. Jeez. I learned something now after 2 years. I've learned a lot on this committee, and that's why I wanted to get back on it. We need to put our kids first. We have some issues to work on, the alternative pathways, tenure. So I'm just I'm pleased to be back on here and looking forward to getting to work.
Representative Myra.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Pam Myra. I'm from House District 40A, which is northern central, western Burnsville, a little bit of Savage, so that's a suburb. My background is I'm a certified public accountant. I worked as a manager at an international public accounting firm, KPMG. I put my career aside to have a family, and when my kids were getting to school age, I actually interviewed a lot of public school teachers, and I was really surprised at what they said. They said they told me about a lot of frustrations in the classroom and basically led me to decide to home educate my children. I home educated them from preschool to college age. They are now all three highest honor students at Northwestern College in Roseville. And I'm very pleased to be on this committee. I'm very concerned about those frustrations that teachers face in the classroom and having quality teachers for our students.
Representative Norton.
Good morning. My name's Kim Norton. I'm a third-term legislator. This is my second term on a policy reform committee up here at the Capitol. I do have a background in education, though I got to it differently than many of the certified teachers here. My degree is in special education human development, and I worked primarily with early childhood special ed. My passion has always been parent involvement. I was state PTA president, served on the National PTA board for a number of years, and have worked on a little legislation for that since I've been here. Also served on our local school board in Rochester for 8 years, which is the area that I represent, half of Rochester. So I'm here again, very excited to deal with many of the issues that we have. As everyone else said, it's all about providing the best education we have for our kids so that we have a quality workforce and a happy society.
Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, my name is Tim O'Driscoll, and I represent what is District 14A, and some of you may remember Representative Dan Severson. This is the seat that he held, and that's up in the north and eastern part and western parts of central Minnesota, north of the city of St. Cloud. Includes Sauk Rapids and Sartell, which are rather urbanized areas, and if I were to draw some correlations, they're probably more like metro ring suburban cities here in the Twin Cities. But we also have a very large presence of agricultural and rural life style in our district as well. That goes up to the Morrison County border near Royalton and then extends over to Holdingford. And education is an extremely important item for all of the people in my district as I've been out visiting with them on the campaign trail. One of the things I've learned as an educator myself, trained in education, been in education some way, shape, or form, and currently I'm a corporate trainer for an organization here in the state of Minnesota to provide licensing training for individuals who want to get into a number of Minnesota's regulated industries. I learned that we need to put the best and the brightest in front of the people who want to be able to educate and or be involved in the workforce here in the state of Minnesota. And our current economic times, I think, tells us a lot about bringing the best people forward to be able to pull us through, to give people the skills they need to be able to have the jobs that are going to be able to pull us back into the out of the ditch and back into the lane of traffic and keep our economy moving. So I'm excited to be here and looking forward to bringing some changes forward that will help keep Minnesota not only in the top 10 but move us to the top position here in the state of Minnesota, and that's going to take all of us working together with parents, students, and teachers locking arms and moving forward.
Representative Peterson B.
Good morning. Brandon Peterson, freshman member from House District 49B, which is Coon Rapids predominantly in a small chunk of southern Andover. I believe I'm the lone representative from Anoka-Hennepin School District. Very interested in funding equity for suburban and rural areas especially. Also interested in teacher appraisals, especially as it relates to weighted value-add models. So that's what I'll be working on.
Representative Sandra Peterson.
Sandra Peterson, I represent Plymouth, New Hope, Crystal, District 45A,
and this is my fourth term, and this is my fourth time of serving on this committee, and I'm delighted to be back again because I think this is the most important area of education that the legislature addresses, and even more important now in light of what we read every day in the paper about schools and about teacher reform and education reform. I'm also I have a two-pronged reason for being excited about this committee, and one is my interest in the area of early childhood education. My understanding is that many of the counts that were in the early ed committee of last term are going to be in this committee, and I do think if we're going to make any difference in closing the achievement gap, we have to have these children ready for school. We have to have them ready for learning, and there are so many deficits with our 0 to 5, that age group. And we have been working on a quality rating system and an Office of Early Learning, many different things during the past session, and I'm hoping that we can continue the discussions around that area because the outside community foundations and others are also very interested in pursuing that particular arena of education. I come from the teaching background. I was a classroom teacher, licensed in 5 areas, taught in 5 different areas, early childhood, K-5, and then high school English, and worked with kids with dyslexia. So I have had a background of many years, and then as a state teacher leader. And so I have a wealth of experience in the education field, and I am concerned about doing the right things with reform. I do think we need reforms, and my goal would be to improve the profession of teaching, because when the rubber hits the road, it really is about teachers meeting those students in the classroom. What is their background? What's their experience? And what do they bring to those students? And how can we improve the environment for them? And much of the legislation that we deal with isn't about the whole area of reform. It's maybe in the specificity of the language that we need to examine what would be feasible and best for the future. So I'm excited about looking at the reforms that we will address in this committee during this session.
Representative Woodard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Kelby Woodard, and I represent District 25B, which has Belle Plaine on its far western edge and Northfield on its far eastern edge, and all the townships and small towns in between Belle Plaine and Northfield. My background is I'm a small businessman. I've formed 3 companies in the last 6 years, and I am a father of 4, 4 who are all in school. One's in parochial high school, one's in a public middle school, and 2 that are in a parochial elementary school. And I also have a wife that has been in Catholic education as administrator for the past 15 years, who loves to give me her opinion on education in Minnesota, so I certainly will follow up on some of those ideas. My main areas of concern, and I'm really thrilled to be on this committee, Chairman, because I believe in mandate relief for our school systems, that is the primary way that we can help our schools do what they do best, and that our local school boards need greater control and less direction from the state of Minnesota and more ability to do things that they know to do their job best. And I'm also very interested in the charter school system that has developed over the past few years in Minnesota, what we've learned from the charter schools. I know they're struggling at the moment with authorization, and very interested in this committee taking a strong look at what we've learned from the charter school system and what we can do moving forward with them. So thank you.
Representative Depke, who is vice chair of this committee.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. First of all, for those of you who know me, I'm not trying to go Hollywood with these glasses. I've had a couple of people who knew that I was in the fashion industry and thought maybe I was trying to start a new trend. I did have some eye surgery. I'm at the end of it, and I'm very happy to say that hopefully by next week these shades will come off and I can be just like everybody else. I came to the field of education in the circuitous route of being a corporate executive. And I spent many years in business and got involved, actually, in education through my kids. I have 2 children. I'm not a PTA mom kind of person. Decided to run for the school board. That's where I met Kim Norton. Kim and I served at a very similar time. And I fell in love. I truly did. I fell in love with Minnesota. I fell in love with education. I fell in love in working for kids and the importance of preparing our children for today's economy and the challenges that they have to have. 8 years later on the school board, I became involved very much as a business advocate, education advocate in the business community, spent 10 years as a member and board member of the Twin West Chamber. I chaired their business education partnership for six metro school districts, and Anoka-Hennepin was one of them, and got to know the people in this area. I also was appointed to an education commission, which is the Minnesota Humanities Center. I spent 2 years on their board, and they do a lot of work, as many of you know, in continuing education for teachers. So I came into this job with the idea that education has been my number one focus. I spent the last 2 years on both the policy and the finance committees. This year, as vice chair of policy, I was thrilled to be able to continue to work with many of you on both sides of the aisle, and for Representative Erickson. I also am on the Higher Ed Committee this year, which ties in with many of the things that we're talking about when we talk about teacher preparation. So I'm here. I love education, and I'm very excited with some of the things that we'll be able to do in this committee.
And Representative Mariani, it's good to see you. I used to sit at your left-hand side, so it's great to have you at my right.
Indeed. Good. And thank you for sitting me next to Ms. Larson. What a privilege.
Yes.
Well, Madam Chair, first of all, it's always horrible to start off with an apology, but I need to apologize to you for being a few minutes late this morning. I'll have to do two things, adjust my watch and quit following Representative Davney around. Madam Chair, congratulations on your appointment as chair of this committee. It was my privilege the last 4 years to chair what I consider the most important committee in the Minnesota legislature. I can't think of anything more important that we do as a people than to be responsible for the education of our young people. It's absolutely right to do, and it's something that we should always do unapologetically. And with all the fervor and all the focus as good human beings that we can bring to the work. And I was really, excuse me, Madam Chair, I was really blessed with a truly wonderful committee over the last 2 years, and you and I served together 4 years ago on this committee. And the quality of this committee continued throughout that period of time on both sides of the aisle. I feel real proud that we were able to move forward every year consistently, solid legislation that obviously we didn't always agree across the aisle on every issue, but there were plenty of areas of strong overlap from both the Republican and the DFL party that was manifested in those bills. And you saw that further manifest itself in the way those bills were supported on the House floor. And there were some real interesting alliances over the past few years as we supported one another in pushing some really important reform. And I think, Representative Barry, you got us off on the right tone when you mentioned student focus first. For us as a committee, that's meant that we've gone places where some of the adults in the system weren't real happy that we were willing to go. But we did it with all the pure intention of best serving our students. And we weren't always successful in the end with those. But my experience as a legislator, I've been here 20 years, is that, and this is, I guess, important for newer members to know, there's a strong dose of humility that comes with this work. Mm-hmm. And the humility manifests itself in many ways. And one way it does so is that oftentimes it takes 2, 3, 4, 5 times efforts to be able to successfully advance legislation. It's not been unusual in my tenure here to sometimes patiently wait for many years to be able to successfully move something forward. Madam Chair, the only thing I would further say for members here, by the way, I represent St. Paul. It's one of the things you asked. St. Paul School District, second largest school district by population in the state. Representative Peterson, you have the largest populated school district in our state. We have close to 100 different languages that are spoken at home in the St. Paul School District. I know many of you also share those kind of characteristics. And we also have a huge percentage of our students in concentrated situations of poverty, which is also pretty prevalent around the state as well. I like to think that we left a solid inheritance for you, Madam Chair, and for this committee, focused on a couple of principles, or several principles. One is that we worked awfully hard to make sure that we were always availing ourselves of good, sound, objective, research-based, data-driven analysis of what is effective in education. We also, quite frankly, and I'll be tested now on this issue because now we flip with the political ownership of the executive branch and the legislature, but many of you who know me know that I am unabashedly pro-legislative branch. I think it is the nature of the design of our government to struggle mightily with the executive branch. I don't think that needs to be a negative thing. But I think what it means is that it's our responsibility to assert our primacy, if you will, of equality relative to the executive branch on issues of policy. And our committee never took the executive branch at its word. We held them accountable, and I would expect nothing less of us as we go forward in the next 2 years. It's really important, if the people are going to own education, that their legislators own the education policies and drive those policies as much as the executive branch. And then finally, the last principle is the principle that Representative Baird put on the table, which is students first, always, and public education first. And I have to say, I have had my three children and my two grandchildren involved in regular public schools. My two eldest are graduates of St. Paul Public Schools. But my children and grandchildren have also participated in charter schools, in parochial schools, and I currently have a child in a private school in St. Paul. All of those sectors in Minnesota make important contributions to the education of our young people. But I also must say that for us as a public entity, our first and foremost priority is to maintaining a strong public, well-guided public education system. And there's plenty of room there for other deliveries of education for our young people. So, Madam Chair, I look forward to serving with you. You've got, it looks like, a pretty talented group of people, just like I was blessed with the last few years. And I have no doubt we're going to do some really good work together.
Thank you, Representative Mariani. As you know, I think most of you know, I'm a retired high school English teacher. I live near Princeton, but my school districts, aside from Princeton, include Mille Lacs, Foley, Isle, Onamia, and Pierce. So it's a varied area of Minnesota, east central Minnesota, going from Sherburne County north to Mille Lacs, and then east into Benton and Morrison. Solid principled people there, and I'm delighted to represent them. When I think about this committee and our objectives, I have a three-legged stool. Absolutely, students are first, but you know, also supporting, we have the teachers, of which I was one. I started teaching in 1963 and retired in 2000, and parents. So I want us to think about this, because you're such a talented group, and I know you're going to come up with some marvelous reform ideas, but maybe think of these questions, at least I'll be thinking of them, in regard to the teacher. Any reform that we bring about that will affect the teacher, will it improve teaching? Will it raise the standard or the caliber of teacher in our classroom? When it comes to our children, will it increase learning? Will it raise achievement? Will it prepare them to be responsible citizens? And when it comes to parents, will it empower parents You know, so often we put parents aside, but we need to look at reforms that empower parents, not the government. And I know that may sound rather political, but I think we all do believe that we want parents to be a solid part of that three-legged stool that holds up education in our state and nation. And does it promote local control? And does it provide parents some choices? Because more than ever, we hear from parents that they're looking for choices, whether that's within the public system or outside the public system. They want some ability to choose. And so I hope that you'll think of those questions as we proceed with our meetings. We will start next Tuesday hearing from the Board of Teaching. And Representative Mariani, I was really delighted that the alternative teacher pathway that I worked on for so long, you picked up and carried, and wow, what an honor. You know, I'm out there doing a different job while I'm not serving, and here you are working on that. So you can be sure that's going to come down our path as we proceed. But we will hear from Karen Ballmer and the Board of Teaching next Tuesday. And yesterday I had the delight to meet Brenda Casilius, the new Commissioner of Education. At least I'm sure she'll be confirmed by the Senate. She's a delightful woman. She's very energetic. Representative Moran, you and she have that same enthusiasm. You even look a little alike, and it's so, I mean, you're both so good looking, and it was just nice to have her in my office and be so bouncy and so enthusiastic. But, you know, I think if she were sitting here today, she would just be delighted to hear all these ideas coming from you. She could not tell me what the governor has up his sleeve because the meeting she was supposed to have with Governor Dayton yesterday was canceled because his dog died, one of his dogs. So her appointment had been canceled. I think she didn't know when it was rescheduled, but I pushed her a little bit to find out. She couldn't tell me. But she has a very interesting background in that she's not only been a part of the Minnesota school system working in Minneapolis and now, of course, at Metro Integration, but she's been in Memphis, Tennessee, where she worked with former Superintendent Carol Johnson, and they did some miraculous things. And so when I talked to her about teachers, parents, and our students, and I would have to say that we were on the same page. We'll probably have different nuances to our approaches, but she is truly going to be dedicated to lessening that achievement gap. If we could get rid of it, that would be miraculous. She will, I'm sure, when she testifies, tell us some of the miracles that occurred in Tennessee in the Memphis district, you know, which is a very urban district. And I really enjoyed, and so did Mrs. Carter, listening to her in my office talk about what she has done and what she hopes to do. So I really think that we can look forward to some very interesting meetings, and I hope we can bring forth some solid reform so that we can hold up teachers and parents to bring about the best possible education for our children. And make, as Representative, I think Murdoch said, the state number one, or maybe Representative Driscoll said this, you know, number one again, although we're probably pretty close to the top as it is. As I look at our rules, I don't think they have changed much. We do not have folders equipped yet for save, so if there's anything that you have today that you want to take with you, go ahead, but I think what's in the folder for the most part should stay here today, and then we will insert a file that says save on it. So when you're at a meeting, if there's a handout that you don't want to take with you, you put it in the save file, and then when the pages purge the file folders, they will not remove that. That's very important. I would hope that you would be here on time. 8:15 is an early start, but it is important that we start on time so we get to take advantage of our full meeting time until 10 o'clock. You will notice that the rule for substantive amendments will be 3 o'clock the day before, so I hope that you will honor that so that both sides of the aisle can work closely together in resolving any differences we might have. And I look forward to your coming to visit me, and Representative Mariani, we will have to talk very soon too. I haven't actually talked very long to Representative Garofalo yet, so I'll speak with him first, and then you and I will talk. And as I look out in the audience, I see so many special interest groups represented, and we have a little time. So if we start here at my far left, would you just stand and give your name and the organization you represent? I think, Jan, you could lead off, perhaps, and we'll do this side of the room and then switch to this side of the room, because the newcomers need to know who's going to sit in this room every day, listening to us, visiting with us, coercing us, discouraging us, lifting us up. Who knows? Jan? It is Jan Allswiger. Brad?
Brad Lundell, Executive Director of Schools for Equity and Education.
Mary Sikami, Funds for Equity and Public
Schools.
Gary Gilbert,
Grace? We'll have a moment of silence in just a few minutes.
Eric Haugy with Ready for Cake.
Alicia Miller, I'm here on behalf of the city of St. Louis.
Tony Boer, lobbyist, Education Minnesota.
Valerie Dilson, I represent a number of different education organizations, but probably the two most familiar to you would be the Minnesota Association of School Administrators, which are our school superintendents, and then the Minnesota Association of School Administrators.
And over here, let's start in the back. And Jason, we do have a folder for you, and you know, if you ever want to sit at the table, please do. And do we have, yes?
I'm Chris Bergen. I work for the House Public Information Office.
Blake Larson.
I'm Blake
Larson. Well, thank you very much, everyone. I hope I didn't miss anyone. This is, for the most part, who we'll see every day and who will visit us in our offices. And they're going to be our partners. Roger Arnson, I'm glad that you mentioned the incident that occurred yesterday. You know, when we talk about teachers, we also think of our administrators. Our principals are our instructional leaders. And I don't know if this year we can move forward in some reform in that arena, but our principals, our superintendents, our school boards, all that support staff, as the gentleman from SEIU said, you know, they're essential also to the success of our students. So let's take a moment of silence to remember the assistant principal who passed away yesterday and the principal who was injured and also the student who took his life. Thank you, and are there any questions before we adjourn? Questions of me or questions of anyone at the table? Representative Barrett.
Sure, thank you, Madam Chair. I neglected to mention, I think it's appropriate now just to mention that I also, in describing me and what I do, I work for a company that is a drug and alcohol treatment provider and also a provider of materials related to drug and alcohol treatment and also violence prevention, OVA's bullying program. Is a program that helps reduce the level and incidence of violence in our schools. I forgot to mention it, but I think it's appropriate now given what we just did and what we just heard. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Well, yes, and we do think about that moral obligation. Representative Carlson.
When we forgot things, I forgot to mention the district I represent, which is Robbinsdale, Crystal, Golden Valley area, and the Robbinsdale School District, as well as part of Hopkins School District.
You know, members, when we think about the areas we represent, here's Representative Keel from about as far north, almost as far north as you can get, and Representative Norton from, aren't you from the Rochester area?
I am.
From the south, and let's see, who's on the west side?
I know that
we are.
Yes, Metro. How about West Rural? Yes, and John, too. And then we have East Central Minnesota, and... Representative Barrett and I are in that area, and Representative Murdoch, oh yes, kind of in the central toward the north. Yes, very good. Now, I saw some other hands. Representative Norton.
Well, I just wanted to mention, I had the pleasure yesterday of going to Byron, Minnesota. It's not in my district, but a few of my students do go to Byron. They're the only high school in the state that was given a blue ribbon by the U.S. Department of Education, and it was a marvelous hour and a half spent. They brought their preschoolers all the way through their postgraduates back for an assembly to celebrate this huge success. The only school in the state of Minnesota and one of 21 in the whole country that is a general all-enrolled public education system. And so I just want to point out we have lots of wonderful public schools in our state. And I hope, you know, as we move forward, we remember that and we celebrate the successes we have.
And Representative Norton, what's the enrollment at Byron?
Oh, boy.
Well, they're a small school.
It's a town of, I want to say, 5,000 or something. But right out. It's a bedroom community of the urban area.
It has become a bedroom community, hasn't it? But isn't it wonderful that we have that blue ribbon winner? And Representative Peterson?
I was just going to say that it occurred to me that we have two people from the Robbinsdale School District in this committee, so we have a little bit of an edge because I also am from that district along with Representative Carlson.
Representative Greiling, you...
Thank you, Madam Chair. As long as we're mentioning Blue Ribbon schools, maybe Byron's the only high school that got one, but Parkview Center School in Roseville, which is a K-8 school, is also was a Blue Ribbon school, and we had a great celebration recently for that.
Very good. And Representative Mariani, you have some bragging too?
A little bit, I suppose. I neglected to share that in addition to my work here, I'm also the Executive Director of the Minnesota Minority Education Partnership. We've been around for almost 25 years working on race equity issues on behalf of students of color, but also on behalf of high-quality outcomes for all students. And I would welcome all members to visit us on the web at mmep.net and also connect with me, and we can, I know everyone here has mentioned the importance of closing our race-based achievement gaps, and the organization can be is open to all members here in terms of information and services. So anyway, just under the revealing all category, mm-hmm. that's the work that I do, and it informs very strongly my work here as well.
Very good. You know, we are a well-known state because think of where we've come from in regard to school choice within the public system. You know, starting the late Governor Perpich and his introduction of the post-secondary enrollment option, just think about what that did for our students. And we're probably going to want to look at that a little closer to see if it needs some tightening. But, you know, what a thoughtful innovation for the 80s, which is when Representative Perpich, as I recall, introduced that idea. And then we moved into the early 90s, charter schools. And this morning I was at the Minnesota Christian school breakfast, and they're talking about 34 years they've invited legislators to breakfasts, and they have a very active school setting for their children, and very successful too. And we have homeschooling, we have online learning. Minnesota has to be very proud. We have just a few things that we have to fix or tighten up. So I'll see you next Tuesday at 8:15. We will hear from Karen Ballmer at that time and anyone else she brings with her. Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.